Planner Larry Kurtz says the city of La Crosse has a plan to get a piece of the $600 million pot that will be doled out to school districts to encourage children to use their feet to get to class. Kurtz says the city hopes to hire a consultant now to create a safe route to school plan. The idea is to be ready when money becomes available rather than arbitrarily choosing a place for a new sidewalk or crosswalk.
My thought was, well, let's have a plan that has, you know, enumerates a number of projects and prioritize them and then apply for grants for the projects. There's also money through that federal transportation bill for promotion and education. So it's not just about building the sidewalk, but also kind of changing the culture of society, hopefully.
Kurt says the project is a joint one among the School District of La Crosse and the Cooley Region Obesity Coalition, which tries to find ways to get kids to be more active. Executive Director of Business Services for the La Crosse School District, Janet Rossiter, says the city initiated the idea and the district supports it. Rossiter says it's good for children to walk to school, though it's not something the district has promoted.
In fact, we had a citizen ask us recently, what is the school district doing to promote people walking to school?
Meanwhile, Kurt says program money will pay for both infrastructure improvements and educational programs, which can vary.
Some areas they've actually done programs where they'll take a group of kids and actually walk them to school. Say, see, here's how you do it. You walk to school.
A Wisconsin Department of Transportation spokesperson says the state plans to have the program up and running so school districts can apply for funding by fall. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.